Sydney broadcaster Alan Jones has opened some deep and painful wounds with his call this week for a new stolen generation. The 2GB host sparked a furor by saying Indigenous children should be taken away from their families and communities for their own protection. I think we've got a grab of Alan Jones here. Can we find that? Because I think... Okay, having trouble learning. He was only talking, he wasn't saying all Aboriginal children, but he did say that we need another stolen generation.
We need stolen generations. There are a whole heap of kids going before the courts now, or their families, mums going before the courts and dads, who are on top of the world with drugs or alcohol, and suddenly they go back into an environment where children are brought up in those circumstances. Those children, for their own benefit, should be taken away.
That's Alan Jones speaking on 2GB on Monday. Mick Gooder is the Aboriginal Social Justice Commissioner. He's speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.
Mick Gooder, good morning.
G'day, mate.
Alan Jones says we need another stolen generation. Well-intentioned but misguided, or just outright wrong?
Looking at the figures now, Alison, we've almost got a stolen generation. In 97 there were 2,500 of our kids in out-of-home care. 2014, there's 14,000, nearly 15,000 kids in out-of-home care. So the stolen generation, there's a feeling within our community is already happening. But I think what we need here is not some outrageous, 10-second bite, but a really considered approach to this. That's what we've been saying all along.
Do you think Alan Jones would have any idea of the impact these comments could be having on the stolen generation we already have, those kids taken away from their parents right up until the late 1960s?
Well, I would hope so, and that he wouldn't do that deliberately. For someone to say that deliberately and cause more pain, I don't know how I'd describe that, but and it has caused a lot of pain in our community.
Would you describe it, Mick Gooder, as racism?
Oh, look, I don't know if it's racism, but it's certainly ill-considered, and it doesn't add anything to the debate that we need to have in this country about out-of-home care of our kids.
It does need to be pointed out that Alan Jones has since clarified his comments. He now says that he was referring to any child who is at risk, Indigenous or non-Indigenous. Does that right or wrong?
No, of course not. The stolen generation is really, it's associated entirely with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids in this country, and to do that is just a bit fanciful in my view.
So 8 years on from the national apology, do you think these comments show that mainstream Australia is yet to come to terms with the removal of Aboriginal children from their parents?
Totally. We now talk about things like intergenerational trauma. That's the sort of thing driving what we're seeing now. If you look at the reason why kids are in out-of-home care, a lot of it's around neglect. Now, neglect is really an issue around poverty. It's around adequate food, shelter, clothing, supervision, things like that. They're indicators of poverty, and it's really what we've been saying for 20, 30 years. You've got to start addressing the underlying causes of all these issues, not just the symptoms of what we're seeing with kids being taken away. And the answer to that is, increasing the capacity of parents, getting in early intervention strategies rather than removing kids. I'm not for one going to sit here and argue some kids shouldn't be removed from families, but we're removing kids that probably need to be removed. And I live in Redfern. I'm confronted on a daily basis from mums and nanas about their kids being taken away.
Okay, Mick Gooder, such a big, difficult issue. Let's have you on again soon to explore this further. Mick Gooder, thank you for
your
time.
Okay, Alison.
That's Mick Gooder. He's the Indigenous Social Justice Commissioner, speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.